have a decoder on my phone that decodes it for me because I'm not to that point yet where I can, you know, like, I haven't really been, I've been slacking on working, like, or learning how to audibly decode Morse code. But the thing on remote ham radio is you literally put your keyboard and you type in what you want to get sent, like, over the air for CW. And it automatically just, like, sends it out for you, basically. That's the only feature I don't like, though, is sometimes I want to send my own Morse code by hand, by clicking the space bar, like, most, websites, but it just doesn't allow you to do that.
That's cheating. You gotta learn the real code. Come on. Well, once you get done getting up into your extra license, and then you can get stuck into learning real CW and do it the old-fashioned way. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Well, listen, Wyatt, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to try to check into this Avocanet before it's over with because I got some questions about their repeaters over there, and there's a guy from Canada that's on there, and I want to talk to him about his repeaters over there. So it was nice chatting with you, and we'll see you in a couple weeks at the meeting, I hope. And I will be clear on your final, 7-3. This is N8VLC.